So joined by Michael Wright, the manager of Abbey Horton United. Disappointing home start for yourself, losing 5-1 in the Edward Case Cup. What's your assessment of this evening's showing?
This evening was all about the red card early on. We were in the game. We were playing well. Much better than Saturday against the same team where we lost. We lost 4-1 there at their ground. I think we showed what we're about more on the pitch than we did on Saturday. But the red card changes the game massively. We go in 2-1 at half time and we're still in the game. I think we were still showing good signs. We're working hard, getting the ball up the pitch, not moving away from how we play, which is, you probably see that. We like play out from the back. We don't like booting the ball long. We get people involved. And we tap through the lines more than anything. But defensive area costs us. We go one player down, and then it's tough to stay in the game.
Is it that point after 10 minutes, is it damage limitation to try and not let them
No,
run?
Not at all. Not at all. In an attacking sense, doesn't change anything because the system's the same. In a defensive sense, you don't press as much. You screen more. You sit in front of the midfield. And you close the spaces. You force them around. And don't let them play through you is the way to do it. Damage limitation for us, it's not the way we go about it.
Yeah. And when you got that goal just before the half-time break, was it the perfect time because you could get the lads in and refocus their minds?
Yeah, definitely. We probably could have had another one. Just it was a header for Courtney Franklin just before, and a good chance just after that where we probably could have gone in at 2-2 if we'd been fair. We got ourselves back in it. We gave ourselves a chance, and that's all you can do when you're down to 10. Just give yourself a chance, stay in the game. But it's tough. 70 minutes, 80 minutes without an extra player that we needed. So, and I'm still proud of the lads.
I was going to say, you must be proud of that. They've carried on playing the right way, because even when it went 2-1 in the second half, you're having chances. Matty Ward's it put a couple just wide and he's ran at the defence as well.
Yeah, definitely. Like I've just said, we didn't change the way that we played. I'm proud of the performance. The defensive errors, they're one we have to take on the chin and move on and try and cut that out. But yeah, the overall sentiment in the dressing room is proud of the way that we kept playing and stayed in the game and stayed in it as a team more than anything.
And their final three goals came in the last 15 minutes. Was that tiredness of having to play with a man disadvantage, or?
I think so. I think when you've done that long time without the extra man, your concentration can drop, and one pass can into space if they obviously put an extra man in those areas just in front of our. They saw the space in front of our midfield. They got in between the defence in the midfield more than playing it long and using the 19 and the 10, which they did well on Saturday, and we cut that out pretty well, to be fair. For Tommy played well, he sweeped around and did that job for us. But yeah, they got in between the lines, and that's where the goals came from, really.